Let's talk about Daniel Suelo, the guy who's lived on zero money since the year 2000 on principle, and he lives in a cave. You know, Keith brought this to my attention this morning. Details magazine profiled Daniel under the headline, "Could You Survive Without Money? Meet the Guy Who Does." And it shows a picture of the dude in his cave. It says, he figured out that the best way to stay solvent is to never be solvent in the first place. 9 years ago, in the autumn of 2000, Suelo decided to stop using money. He just quit it, like a bad drug habit. And when you look at his website, he's got a website and a blog, and we'll talk about that in a second. But it says, I know it's possible to live with zero money abundantly. How? Because it's happening to me, just as it's happening to ants and deer and slugs and sparrows and bacteria and atoms and galaxies. Because it's happening to the whole infinite universe outside our teeny, tiny, itty-bitty Babylon we call civilization, which we think is the whole universe. I've been living without a cent to my name since the autumn of 2000, with a month's exception during my first year. I don't use or accept money or conscious barter, and I don't take food stamps or other government dole. Why? I simply got tired of acknowledging as real this most common worldwide belief called money. I simply got tired of being unreal. Money is one of those intriguing things that becomes real because you believe it is real. Let's tell the truth about this guy, okay? It's time to take a more sensible look at what this guy's doing. Of course, he's been featured in Details magazine, and there's a guy that did a film on him and a couple of other things. In the frequently asked questions portion of his site, he answers the question, what do you do for food? By saying that he's a dumpster diver. He fishes in trash cans, takes leftovers from tables at restaurants, asks people for food sometimes. How does he keep a blog? Well, he has a free blog. How does he access it? He goes to the public library. Now, I'm sure you can guess where I'm going here. This guy might be living without handling money, but that doesn't mean he isn't living off it. He's a scavenger. He's living with the proceeds of other people's cash. He says he goes dumpster diving. Last week he went to Domino's Pizza, he says this in his blog, and he found a pizza in a dumpster and he ate it. And he says he's living money free. It was the corporation's money that paid for the ingredients to make the pizza and that paid the employees to make the pizza and paid the utility bill for the store. So he's hardly living without money. He may be living without handling money. When he goes to the library and he uses the internet, he's using a service paid for with money by taxpayers who work for money. It uses servers and infrastructure paid for by technology companies who make money for their innovation, and thank God for it, and thank God for them. When he says he train hops and he hitchhikes for transportation, he's utilizing things which took a hell of a lot of money to pay for, and he claims to be using zero money, and he thinks everyone can do this. He's not living a zero money life. He's assuming that because something is free to him, that it didn't take money to bring it into existence. If you don't like it, fine, but you can't say you're living money free when you're sitting on land owned by somebody else, eating food paid for with money, being transported on somebody else's dime, hoping someone with money will help you out when you get sick. This isn't being free of money. That's being a burden on those who you expect to keep making money. There is no money-free society. There never has been. You know why? Because someone is always working to produce. No matter the level we're talking about, there will always be moochers and scavengers like Daniel to take what they produce, but there's always someone working to produce for themselves because they desire something better. And I don't really need to go too deep into the philosophical problems with Daniel's beliefs because it really isn't that deep to begin with. But what he really doesn't like are property rights. His problem is with property rights. I'm not sure if it's because he's been burned before or because he's got some kind of immense jealousy of what other people have earned or something like that. He doesn't like people owning anything. It's not like he's out in the middle of nowhere farming the land, farming his own land to make himself sufficient, working to provide what he needs. He doesn't want to do that. It's too much work. He's a moocher. He wants what other people have, not what he could have himself by working for it. Ayn Rand said some great things about money in a speech in the book Atlas Shrugged. And she said, to trade by means of money is the code of the man of goodwill. Money rests on the axiom that every man is the owner of his mind and his effort. Money allows no power to prescribe the value of your effort except the voluntary choice of the man who is willing to trade you his effort in return. And when men live by trade with reason, not force, as their final arbiter, it is the best product that wins, the best performance, the man of best judgment and highest ability, and the degree of a man's productiveness is the degree of his reward. This is the code of existence, she says, whose tool and symbol is money. Until and unless you discover that money is the root of all good, rather than the root of all evil, you ask for your own destruction. Maybe it's better dumpster diving. I think I'll stick with earning money, Daniel, you know. But maybe it's better dumpster diving. Who knows?